People who are into astronomy get into it very early. It's such a beautiful science. A lot of people have a deep sense of the infinite and the grandness of the universe. People have strong convictions that you can't bring God into science. But I don't bring God into science. I've looked out at nature and discovered this pattern based on empirical evidence. It obviously calls for a different explanation. Astronomer Guillermo Gonzalez. Gonzalez, a Christian, argues that this and similar findings mean that humans were meant to explore the universe. He is quick to stress that all his arguments are scientific, that is, evidence-based, testable, and falsifiable. But that does not pacify critics such as Jim Colbert, an associate professor of ecology, evolution, and organismal biology, who says, "We're not saying no one should believe in intelligent design. It's just that you can't accumulate evidence, so it's not science." What emerged clearly from the ensuing controversy was that neither the evidence of Earth's position nor the quality of Gonzalez's research was an issue in dispute. The attempt to stop him from getting tenure was based, essentially, on promissory materialism. Any research that uncovers the possibility of purpose, design, or meaning in the universe is perceived as a threat to science, because science is understood as an enterprise that upholds the view of the cosmos eloquently expressed by Russell. Gonzalez's sin was precisely that he was accumulating evidence against that view. Although the fact that Gonzalez is a Christian predisposes him to think in this way, it is by no means necessary. Rob Sawyer has been keeping abreast of the larger and growing controversy, noting, "I think there is a legitimate debate going on. It's not fringe stuff." Indeed, although Sawyer does not write from a religious perspective, he likes to rehearse the many examples of delicate fine-tuning of the universe, sometimes called anthropic coincidences. For example, the fact that if the strength of gravity differed from its known strength by as much as 1 × 10⁴, stars like our sun could not exist, and therefore neither could a life-supporting planet like Earth. In this, he is joined by astrophysicist Paul Davies, who also espouses no particular religious position, but notes that we can't avoid some anthropic component in our science, which is interesting because after 300 years, we finally realize that we do matter.